You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a brand new family audio drama. The Brinkmans just experienced a dramatic adventure in Sudan. During that trip, they felt God calling them to some type of missionary service. When the family returned home, they were surprised to be greeted as stars. The Sun Rising commercial was a hit, and they were an overnight success. The local news called them the Brinkman Sensation. It seems Aunt Veronica's plan is working out perfectly.
Thanks for making the trip.
Ugh, traffic through Chicago was awful. What's so important that we couldn't talk over the phone?
Take a seat.
Okay. I'm sitting, Lucas. What's going on?
We got it.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. The public loves the first commercial. It's all over the internet. The family's a hit. Sun Rising called yesterday. They reviewed your work and love it. They want 1 year's worth of commercials to the tune of millions of dollars. Ka-ching!
Finally! I've been waiting for this break all my life.
I need to work through a minor problem, though. The president of the company asked to meet the family. He wants to offer them the deal personally.
What? Why? They work for us. He needs to go through us.
I tried to discourage it, but they gave me no choice. I guess the guy's a control freak. I'll be there and we'll make it clear that any negotiations go through me.
Look, don't let them screw this up for me, Lucas.
Veronica, can I ask you a personal question? Why don't you want them to know you're behind this all? They'd probably be grateful.
I'm not doing it for them. I discovered them and I want to be rewarded.
How can you use your family like that?
Oh, you're a fine one to judge. The way I look at it, I'm getting paid back for all the pain I had to endure. I'm older than Jack. I took care of him as a kid. I changed his diapers. When he got older, I suffered through hours of him trying to convert me to Christianity. He has always looked down on me because I'm not a believer. Well, let's see how holy he is once the money starts pouring in.
You're more devious than me. I love it.
Gracie, your orange sweater doesn't go with your red dress and pink tights. This is an important meeting, so we want to look our best, okay?
We're going to see the precipice?
No, we're going to see the president of Sunrise and Wireless.
Don't forget to use the bathroom. It's a 2-hour trip to Chicago.
Kate, can you please put this outfit on Charlie?
Sure. Come here, Charlie.
I'm a titty.
No, honey, Kate's going to do it. Where's Kitri?
She's outside talking to somebody from the news.
What? I don't want you kids giving interviews by yourselves.
So where do you children attend school?
Right here. We're homeschooling.
So why aren't you having school right now?
Well, our schedule has to be flexible. Today we're going to Chicago.
Kitri, we need to go.
Mr. Brinkman, can we have a word with you?
I'm sorry, but we're running late, so if you'd please excuse me, I'll be happy to give you an interview later. In the future, you cannot talk to them without Mom or me present. Understand?
Yes, sir. Are we going to have devotions this morning?
Not today, hon. This is an important meeting and we can't be late. If you're ready to go, hop in the van. Load up, everyone!
These are yellow African cichlids.
They're beautiful.
Whoa, look at that one! I think it's a female with babies in her mouth.
This is a cool fish tank.
Kids, now remember what we talked about. Mind your manners, only speak when spoken to, and let the adults do the talking, okay? Okay.
Hello, my name is Lucas McAllister of McAllister Ad Agency. I represent the Brinkman
family.
Good morning,
Mr. McAllister. The family is already here. They're around the corner looking at our fish tank. I'll let Mr. Stapledrun know you're all here. Mr. Stapledrun, the Brinkmans, and Mr. McAllister are here. Okay.
Hi, Lucas.
Jack, remember, I'll do the
talking. Please follow me.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take you back to his office.
Come on, kids.
Jack and Susan Brinkman, Dennis Stapledrun, good to meet you. Please, sit down.
Good morning.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Hello again, Lucas.
Hello, sir.
Hi, sweetie. That's a bright outfit you're wearing. What's your name?
Gracie.
I have a niece named Grace. Do you know who I am?
Yeah. Mr. Staplegum.
No, Gracie, not Staplegum. Staplegum.
It's Stapledrun.
No, that's all right, kids. Well, you're probably all wondering why I called this meeting. First, congratulations on the commercial.
Thank you, sir.
We've seen a dramatic increase in sales since it first aired. We actually have networks wanting to air it for their own ratings, if you can believe that.
Oh, that's great.
I'd be a fool not to use you again. Lucas, I want to think bigger than just a handful of new commercials. What I'd like to propose is a complete ad campaign. The Brinkman family would become the face of Sunrise and Wireless. And of course, we'd keep McAllister Agency in the loop. Your company would oversee the campaign.
Wow. Mr. Stapleton, this is more than I expected.
Sir, I'm flattered.
Jack, you'd be paid by McAllister. But I'm offering a lucrative signing bonus in addition to whatever Lucas pays you.
Oh,
Jack.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means lots of money.
I wanted to observe your family before I made the offer. I've observed you, and I like you. So, offer is on the table.
But we just met.
You forget I own a huge wireless technology company. I've been watching you on my phone since you arrived. We have wireless cameras all over this building, which I can feed into my phone.
Cool.
And you're right, Kate. Those are African cichlids, and the female is protecting about 30 babies in her mouth, which she will soon release.
Amazing.
Mr. Stapleton, I'm inclined to accept your offer, but I'll need to speak with my clients. Can we get back to you later this week?
That would be acceptable. Thank you for coming.
Wow, you can still see the Sunrise building from this park.
Okay, everybody, gather around. Can you believe what just happened, guys? Wow.
I was so scared when Gracie called him Mr. Staplegum.
Oh, Gracie, it's okay. You kids all had great manners.
Sure did.
It was kind of creepy that he was watching us the whole time on his phone.
I want one of those spy phones.
His office was as big as our house.
This is an interesting turn of events. What do you guys think about making more commercials?
It sounds fun.
This would provide us with financial security. We'd never have to worry about money.
I could become a movie star or something.
I'm not crazy about being famous, though.
Yeah, that part makes me a little nervous.
But I suppose we could use the fame to direct people to Jesus.
Maybe. But what about missions? I thought that after our experience in Sudan...
The way I see it, there are plenty of good causes here in Chicago, or even back home in Milwaukee. We could shift our focus to local needs.
This week, my Sunday school class is going to help tutor at New Beginnings Are Possible.
What's that?
I have the brochure right here. Let's see here. New Beginnings Are Possible provides at-risk youth in Milwaukee with a moral foundation needed to make healthy choices to become contributing members of the community.
Wow, an after-school program, Kate. Why don't you see if it's okay for us to tag along with your class?
Okay.
Jack, do you think we have the acting skills to do a series of commercials? I mean, we've never had any real training.
Hmm.
I know. Aunt Veronica can help us. She's good at acting.
Yeah, she gave us acting classes.
That's a great idea. I'll give her a call right now. Veronica, this is Jack. You're on speakerphone with the family.
Oh. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Veronica.
Hey, we just met with the president of Sunrise and Wireless. He wants us to do an ad campaign using the family.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, and if we accept this offer, we'll need an acting coach. Would you consider coming to Wisconsin and working with us? We'd take care of your housing and pay you as well.
Nonsense, I'd love to help. You don't have to pay me. Just spending time with my wonderful nieces and nephews is payment enough.
Oh, Veronica, we'd insist. Hey, I'm having a hard time hearing you over the traffic. Let's talk later.
Okay, later.
Well, if we decide to take the job, we have a great acting coach.
Wonderful. Hey, you guys hungry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, am I ever.
There's a hot dog stand over there and a famous pizza joint right here. What'll we eat?
Pizza.
I want pizza.
I think I want one of those Chicago-style hot dogs.
The
hot
deep dish dogs, sounds please. Wonderful to me.
I'd go for the pizza,
all
too.
All right, it looks like deep dish wins.
The Brinkmans return home that night and spend the next couple days talking about the Sunrise and opportunity. In the end, it's an easy decision. Veronica comes to Milwaukee and immediately begins coaching.
Okay, Gracie, say this. Uh-oh, there's a phone in the honey jar.
Uh-oh, there's a home in the funny jar. Can I say stuff?
Don't talk right now, Charlie. You'll get a turn to say something in a minute.
Mom, what's the date?
It's Thursday the 15th. Why?
This is the day my Sunday school class is going to New Beginnings Are Possible.
What time?
Right now.
Oh, no. Jack, we need to get down there. Kate told them we were coming.
Okay, everyone in the car.
Can I go?
The little ones aren't ready, and Charlie needs a nap. Why don't you take the older four, and I'll stay here with the younger ones.
Yeah, that'll work. All right, guys, let's get in the car. Ian, let's go.
I don't want to take a nap.
Well, we got a little practice in.
Sorry, Veronica. We scheduled that last week. Do you want to stay here and have supper with me and the kids?
Sure.
I'm so glad God is healing the relationship between you and Jack.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you join us at church on Sunday and then dinner afterward.
Don't get started on the church thing. I don't do church, remember?
Sorry. Just asking. Man, I hope Jack makes it there on time.
Hi, kids. My name is Ryan, and I'm one of the Brinkman actors. Did you know that today's adventure was inspired by real events? You can discover more interesting details of this story by visiting our website. There you can watch video interviews, look at pictures of the actual events, and study maps of where events took place. Would you like to know more about the Brinkman actors? How about watching behind-the-scenes videos from the recording studio or listening to hilarious bloopers? You can do all these things and more at our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
And now, back to our season finale, The Calling.
You guys are a little late. Your group just left.
We totally forgot. We were practicing and... never mind. I'm sorry about this.
All the kids were looking forward to meeting the famous Sunrising family. I was planning on you guys doing something special.
Well, no one told us we were supposed to do something.
Whoa there, hold on. I called you 3 times.
I never talked to anyone.
That's because you didn't pick up your pretty Sunrising phone. You might want to think about changing your service, dude.
My phone must have been off or something. We haven't met. I'm Jack.
Jeffrey.
I'm really sorry, Jeffrey. Could we maybe come back some other time?
Look, Homeslice, just because you blew it once doesn't mean you need to blow it again. I got a bunch of kids in the other room, and I'm sure they would love to meet all of you. Let's go on back.
Are you sure?
Look, I wouldn't have invited you if I wasn't.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian. My name is Donnell.
What you looking at?
A book.
Hey, I have that same rock book.
You do?
Yeah, you like rocks too?
Yes, they have a rock tumbler here. I've been trying to find some good ones to polish, but there's no place to dig. There's cement everywhere.
We live by Lake Michigan. There's great rocks all over the beach. I'll bring you some the next time we come.
Wow, really?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Kate.
I'm Tanisha.
I see you have a music book there. Are you a musician?
I'm trying, but I'm not really that good.
Oh, what do you play?
Guitar.
Oh, that's what I play. Well, I try to play anyway. I have my guitar out in the van. Is it okay if we play it in here?
The teacher doesn't care. Go get it.
Cool, I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shauna. What's your name?
Hi, Shauna. I'm Kitra Brinkman.
What is it like when you made that commercial?
Well, it was pretty difficult. I mean, not for me, but for the other kids. That's because I'm pretty good at acting. Like Ian, he couldn't get his R's right and it took him like 20 takes. The director was getting kind of testy. He finally got it, though. Then for lunch, we had sushi.
Ugh, that's nasty. So, did you like making that commercial?
Yeah, it's so fun. It took us like 2 days to record the whole thing. Did you see it?
Yeah, lots of times. I can do your line.
Well, this is a song that I'm working on right now.
Wow, that must be hard.
Well, it's not as hard as it looks. Here, take my guitar. I'll show you.
Kate, I'm glad you brought your guitar. It was cool watching you teach that girl. Speaking of your guitar, you didn't forget it, did you?
Sort of.
Kate.
I loaned it to her.
Huh?
Yeah, she really wants to learn, but her family can't afford one. I said she could use it until next time we come.
I'm proud of you, Kate. I'm proud of all you kids.
Thanks for taking us. Let's do that again sometime.
We will. We certainly will.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, sweetie. What you doing?
Checking our email. Do you need this computer?
No, I can use the laptop.
Aunt Sarah wrote from Africa. Listen to this, Dad. I'm currently working at an orphanage in Zambia. They need help with general construction, the stuff you're good at, Jack. It would be so great for the orphans to see a healthy family. Today, I found out they want to start a music program. If it's true that God wants to use your family in missions, this would be a great place to start. They could really use you all here. As a bonus, we'd get to work together. Pray about it, guys. Love, Sarah.
Wow. I wish we could go.
Yeah, me too.
This sunrise thing won't be forever. We'll have other opportunities.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
What are you two doing?
No way!
What?
Look at these stats on our Sudan blog. It says here we've had over 1 million hits this week.
Is that possible?
It is if the site went viral. Michelle, did you mention Sunrisen by chance?
Yeah, there were several comments asking what we're doing now that we're back. So I wrote about the new commercials.
This isn't good. You represent Sunrisen now. You need to be extremely careful what you say and do on your family blog. Your opinions and views could jeopardize things.
Sorry. I didn't know.
People want to know all about you guys. You're celebrities now.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are. Am I the only one who's noticed news trucks driving by every day? Jack, your world has changed.
What about the blog?
You should probably take it down, at least until you get it cleared by McAllister and Sunrisen. And then you certainly shouldn't mention religious stuff.
The whole blog is about God.
Then you need to shut it down. Trust me on this.
For the next 2 weeks, the Brinkmans are in full production mode. When not rehearsing at home, they're recording in Chicago. They give up trying to have devotions and even skip church. Yesterday, they finally finished the latest commercial and have a break from Sunrisen. Today, they prepare to make a return visit to New Beginnings Are Possible. This time, the entire family will go, and the kids are all excited.
Who's on lunch dishes?
Kitri.
Okay, Kitri. We'll all help you.
Nice.
Hello, this is Jack. Hi, Lucas. What? That's not good. We can't today. We're volunteering at an after-school program in the city.
Get your umbrellas, you guys. It's raining out.
I can't do that. I've committed. But we'd need to leave right now. Okay. Well, whatever.
I don't like the sound of that.
They need to reshoot a portion of the commercial.
Man.
They have a deadline and it absolutely has to be done. We need to be there in 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But we committed to New Beginnings.
Yeah, and we also committed to be there for Sunrisen when they needed us. Unfortunately, that's the case now. Who knows? Maybe it'll go fast and we can swing into New Beginnings on the way back.
Okay, kids. You heard your dad. Let's get moving. We need to hurry if we want to beat the traffic in Chicago.
But, Dad, I promised Donnell I'd bring him some rocks.
Ian, it'll just have to wait.
We told Jeffrey at New Beginnings we'd be there. Last time we were late. And this time we probably won't even show up.
Michelle, I understand this is difficult, but it's part of the deal with Sunrisen. We need to keep that commitment.
What about our other commitment?
Both are important, but right now we need to be there for Sunrisen.
There goes New Beginnings. I can see the sign. Too bad for Donnell.
Hey, Dad, can we just stop for a minute to give Donnell his rocks? He'll be sad if we don't.
It's too late. We just passed the exit.
Why are we stopping?
Quiet, Gracie.
Jack, what's going on?
When we were late to New Beginnings last time, Jeffrey said something that I can't shake.
What's that, hon?
He said I should think about changing my service. He was talking about my phone service, but his words went deeper.
What do you mean, Dad?
What he said reminded me of something Jesus said. No one can serve two masters. Either he will be devoted to the first one and hate the second one, or he'll hate the first one and be devoted to the second.
We memorized that verse.
Yeah. It's happening to us, guys. We're trying to serve both God and Sunrisen. We've missed devotions, we've missed church, and now we're missing ministry. Michelle, you were right. We need to honor our commitment to New Beginnings. We need to put God first and Sunrisen second. Lucas, this is Jack. We're not coming.
What's wrong? Are you stuck in traffic?
No, Lucas. We committed to being at New Beginnings. We're going to keep our word.
Jack, you also committed to come back to reshoot. If you don't come, we don't make deadline. You understand what that means, don't you?
Yes, I do, Lucas. but we're going to New Beginnings.
Jack, come on. Be reasonable. This is way more important than spending a couple hours helping city kids. Don't you see?
That's where you're mistaken, Lucas. I think we need to talk about our future involvement with Sunrise.
You're doing serious damage here, Jack. This is an irreversible decision. Does Veronica know what you're doing?
Veronica? No, she doesn't know. Why would she care?
Well, she's... I don't know.
Goodbye, Lucas.
Yes!
Whew. Guys, we're going to New Beginnings Are Possible.
Thanks for the rocks, Ian.
You like them?
They're awesome. What kind is this?
That's granite. It comes from North
Jack,
Carolina.
I understand the dilemma.
It's English.
But I really believe you made the right decision. Anything that gets in the way of our calling is wrong, no matter how good it seems.
Yeah. I'm afraid there's going to be a bunch of unhappy people.
Speaking of unhappy people, I think one's coming at us right now.
Jack, Brinkman, what have you done?
Veronica, let's go outside and talk.
We'll talk right here. Look, I have too much to lose for you to mess this up. You and your family, get in the van now. We're going to Chicago.
Veronica, please don't do this.
No, no, you don't do this. I am not going to let you screw this up for me.
What do you mean for you?
Oh, you're so naive. I got you this job. I wrote the first commercial. I've written all the stupid commercials. This is my gig, Jack. And if you back out now, I will take you to court.
I can't believe this. Why didn't you tell us? You were using us. My own sister.
I don't care that we have the same parents.
Ma'am, I need to ask you to leave.
I'm not leaving without my brother.
No? Tyrone, Philip, let's help this lady out.
Lad.
Take your hands
walking,
off of me. You let go
walking,
of me. I'll sue you, Jack. I'll sue all of you.
Oh, now what? Hello, this is Jack. Mr. Staple Run, hello. Yes, I agree. We need to talk. All of us? Okay. We'll be in your office tomorrow. I owe you that. Goodbye. Great. Now I'm in trouble.
Dude, out.
Yeah.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
I understand we have a dilemma.
Mr. Stapleton, I appreciate all you're doing for us, but I made a mistake. Our work here is keeping us from something else we're supposed to do. You see, we believe God is calling us to serve Him around the world in some way. Last winter, we did some work on a bridge in Sudan, and we think we need to do more of that type of thing. I shouldn't have committed us to Sunrisen.
Jack, I too am a believer in Jesus. And I have a confession to make. I've been following your blog since last winter, and I agree. God has called you as a family into missions. My dilemma is that you make great commercials. You're the best thing that has happened to our company. I haven't wanted to admit it, but I'm keeping you from your calling. Jack, of course I'll release you from the contract. I'll do one better. I'd like to fund your ministry. Go wherever God leads. I'll take care of the expenses.
I'm speechless.
Sometimes that's a good place to be. And Michelle, you're an excellent writer.
Thanks.
I encourage you to continue blogging as you travel around the world with your family. There are stories that need to be told.
What about Lucas and my sister?
Don't worry, my lawyers will deal with them. So, what do you say, brother?
I say, hallelujah, praise God.
Mr. Staple Run, thank you.
Call me Dennis. Ian, a little birdie told me you like my spy phone. I have something for you.
Sweet, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Staplegun.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, a brand new family audio drama. We hope you enjoyed today's season finale entitled The Calling. Kids, God has called each of us to serve Him in a unique way. The world tries to distract us from that calling by offering other things that seem good. But those things are never as good as the blessing we receive when we obey God. Don't ever let anything distract you from the mission He gives to you. While the story and some of the characters in today's episode are fictitious, New Beginnings Are Possible is a real ministry in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that helps city kids. If you want to find out more about New Beginnings Are Possible, please visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.